Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you, sir. How about yourself?
Good. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit, not just about the proposal, but just as planning goes, because I looked at your proposal, and I'm not against anything there, actually. And I talked a little bit about Howard, and I want you to understand a little bit, and you're going to meet him, but I've got to catch him at the right moment, because, like, after I get some money for him, he would say to me, do you know what the cost is? I'm not used to going through a process where I realize I need that and I didn't pay for that, but I never been through this, so it was an unexpected cost. So when I talk to him, he'll look at you and go, they got you. And, you know, as I go through a process with Howard, this is kind of our hurrah. We're already successful, so we don't have to kill anything right now. But the bars really are kill it for us to make it easy, and he runs those. So I don't like to mess with him because he really does most of the work, and I really don't. You have to understand that.
Right.
And when my mom passed, there was a battle between the two of us. And you wouldn't think that would be true because all I wanted to do was put her in a different place and have a discussion about that. And my younger brother pretty much said, you listen to me. You can't deal with mom. You don't need to deal with this. And he did everything.
Right.
But I think that process kind of killed her in the end. Maybe killed her a year early. And I hate to say that, if you stick someone in like an Alzheimer's home. So in the end, he's upset with me. I'm upset with him. And I'm very careful with him right now. Because in the end of the day, you don't want to fight with family. My mom is dead. Right? I mean, I hate to say it, but you understand the process. So here's where we stand. So I went over the website with him. And he likes everything enough where he gave me permission to talk to you about redoing our bar site now.
Okay.
Which is our NUM site. So there's more from us, right? So it's good. And also, we have, because I think this is part of the equation, and I need privacy from you because I'm going to talk about things that I don't want in the public domain at all, is I only have 300 units of Vapor Cup left before I have to reproduce. So we, you know, Vapor Cup at the minimum costs 200. At the maximum, it costs, you know, 280, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere because you can get the basic model at. So that's the revenue we have. And when that's gone, I have to reproduce it. And the reproducing, as I talked to you before, it's gotten better now because the container price came on. But I couldn't reproduce it at a good cost because there's a 25% duty on all imports from China. Plus, if a container used to cost $4,500 and now it costs $30,000. So I know, I'm a Walmart manufacturer. I lived in China, and I was able to use my resources to produce this cup. And so we are not the manufacturer, but we're involved with the manufacturer, and I know the person that's making this thing for 10 years, like a friend. His family owns giant factories in China. And so we went to him because we were making it with a different factory, and I wanted to take it away because we're just not hitting the right number for production. I told you I'm not making a penny a year. This is like a dream hobby that I want to turn into a business.
Right.
And so my brother comes back to me, and he's not against anything. He just says to me, show me how you make money. And is that reasonable for a CFO to say to somebody? I'm his partner. You can't argue with that. Right? So
right.
As we look at our marketing budget, we have 300 units that I want to sell off during Christmas, or 250. I want to keep a little bit that I can trickle out into the market while Vapor Cup number 3 comes. And Vapor Cup number 3, for me to be able to do that, I've got to show Howard there we are marketing very well and there's money there. Otherwise, at the end of the deal, I'll just trickle this thing out and I'm going to realize that unless I can make it cheap, I've got to hold for now because I can't make money. Because on round number 3, this is our third production, it's not break even. We have to make money. He won't let me do it. And that was part of the deal. Because we learned as we do this that there is an absolute pioneer to this. Meaning, as you look at the vaporizer market, I had this conversation. I don't want to repeat myself. There's dabbers. There's, you know, very few people like edibles. They're scared of them. There's a market here. So as we go in it, I really want me and you to work together to try and target how do we use our ads and my budget for us to show a win where I can grow a long-term business with Chase. And so I, to do that, have to show Howard, this is our new website, this is what we're going to gamble on ads, and we're going to run, you know, however many months that we agreed to do it, and we can make changes along the way, that we're going to look at this as lost money investment, and we see what happens. Right? Because, and then I'm going to say to him, I want you to think about it for a day, and then we can talk about it again. Whatever changes you think, because he's really productive, smart. He's not negative in any way. But in the end of the day, he's going to say, Mike, we're in $500,000. We're going to lose $500,000 here. And I don't want to put any more money in. If you want to do it, you're going to lose your money. And I know in the end of the day, you're going to have an end that you're willing to lose too. Right? And that's how he'll work me. And listen, your experience, once you start to work with Howard Direct, you see a different level of executive. And I'm not just saying that. There's certain people that know how to run big companies. And I'm a small company, right? Yeah. We might, you know, I don't want to have 100 employees anymore. Because having 100 employees is 100 crying babies. And you have to know that. I know you're the boss over there. And you may be a little bit tougher because your people you're working with can take that. Right,
right.
Here, if you act rough a little bit, we have union workers. You think they want to get us? Oh, yeah, they do. You know, we've been sued and for nothing. And in the end, we always win. But you still have to hire a lawyer. And you have union workers that are looking at you, yelling at you. And, you know, I've dealt with so many employees that as I look, I want entrepreneurs. I can help them. They can help me. I don't want employees anymore. Right? I hate to say it so straight like that, but that's the truth. So as we look at Vapor Cup, the next steps, because there's a process here, we have Vapor Cup coming through first, which is really done, but it ties into Weed Entertainment, and then there'll be a marketing budget. Weed Entertainment, I am guessing, from Peter, is about a week away from finishing, and then there may be a whole week of testing, because you've got 1,000 videos that you've got to be able to search, and they actually show up. We haven't done the testing of the search yet, right? But I think that we have a good handle to get this thing finished. I gave him images today. Carlton's going to put – we're missing the footer from this, which Carlton will have for me. And then I reached out to some – there's a dispensary here called Dr. Green Thumbs. It's run by a rock star named Be Real. His band's called Cypress Hill. Now, I know him, and I've partied with him, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. And his manager of his store is a guy named Super Mario. His name's Mario, but I bought him a hat, you know, the Mario hat. I bought him the real one from Disney. And I talk with him a lot about doing a show because he's market knowledgeable, and most people aren't market knowledgeable. But I can't just talk and talk and talk. You need to have someone you talk, and they talk back too, right? And this guy is knowledgeable. So I've got like three people like him that are willing to post on Weed Entertainment every week in hopes that we can try and figure out how to make videos that comply with YouTube so we can split revenue, right? And there's a plan here as we go through this is we look how can we make revenue together. And you have to keep your eye on the ball because I'm telling you, I have resources to help. But there's going to be a limit where Howard says, you're spending too much money. I don't see how this thing works. Now, let me talk about Vapor Cup for 1 second. I want to reduce the price all the way down to $99 if I can do it.
Okay.
At $100, I have the cheapest vaporizer in the world that really works great. And everyone will buy it because $100 is easy to spend. Once you spend $270, it's a very big difference. You can get yourself a Ninja XL grill. If you don't have one of those things, you should buy one of those. It's called Ninja XL Grill. Okay. And, I mean, it's a giant freaking grill that you can cook perfectly in. You put your meat over. It tells you to flip it, and then it's ready in 10 minutes. And you have the most perfect meal you can imagine in 10 minutes. My wife, who's a real gourmet cook, she uses this thing every day for my kids' food and then at dinner. I never used any appliance more than this Ninja XL grill, extra large, XL. And so anyway, as you look at the price of our item and you look at the redelivery, the factory owner is I mean, we partied together.
Right.
And I know him for a long time. We partied in the casinos. And so you're dealing with people that are all friendly. So the next step is I have to know that I have a limitation of 300. Where I have inventory is when we get to Dylan. You know, once we get through Vapor Cup, we still have dingbats.com that's coming in next. And
right.
there I literally have, I don't want to say unlimited inventory, but I have inventory of prints, and I have inventory of blanks, and I have inventory of everything. So I don't worry about anything, and no one can produce cheaper. I produced with the right people. And so anyway, our next goal, which is where we're getting to, is I have to go through Weed Entertainment with Howard, where he likes this, and now I'm going to bring you in and say, now this is what Chase proposes for marketing for the 300 units, and this is what, and then we're going to have another conversation, you know, probably 2 weeks after that, because Dingbats will get done, where this is what Chase proposes, and you're going to be the guy, right?
Right.
And so as you talk with Howard, you're going to meet someone that I'm telling you, you don't meet someone like that every day. He is connected to billionaires. He is the money guy. So let's say someone wants to buy something. They'll go to Howard and say, should I buy this?
Oh, okay. So that's what the experience he's having.
I would say that he is a CPA. He ran the biggest liquor company in the world for 15 years till he came to me one day, because you work for someone until you don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he came to me after getting screamed at the top of his lungs with someone screaming in his face like a fucking maniac, because he's a fucking billionaire guy. And he said to me, because we have money, said, you know, he said, if you give me half your company, I will come work for you for free.
Okay.
And I'm like, done. Because you got to realize there's two sides to a big business. I am not a money guy. I could spend all the money because you see me. I say yes to you, right? You see,
right.
I'm not the difficult guy. I'm not. And by the end of the day, people who I make money with never leave. Matthew is 30 years. Carlton, 30 real years.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I look at the vision of the marijuana business, I am telling you it's the Wild West and there's going to be winners. And I think Weed Entertainment can be a huge winner if we just look how we can bring in different revenue from different streams, from ads, from all kinds of stuff, from
right.
you know, ads from dispensaries. And so I need, as we look at the marketing, knowing we have only 300 units before we're going to run out of stock and have to produce, and there will be an out-of-stock period, how do we spend that money? Now, also, Christmas is coming, so I think we do a hurrah right now with you. So that's
right.
why I want to get this thing done and give you money for marketing and start, right?
Right,
but as
because
you look
that's
at a
the right
budget,
time.
Yeah, well, it's right now is the time. It is the time. So if you can get Peter to just push this thing out so I can get this into Howard's hands, then I go over it with him, and then we get on the phone with Howard. You really understand the system a little bit. Now, I told you he is my younger brother, and he worked as for free. I owned 100%, and he worked over because the company is 35 years old, 30 years old. So it's not a little – I mean, it's old. And so – but him and my mom who passed, we used to make all the stuff in my bedroom right at the beginning. And
right.
then we got a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger. And as you deal with companies like Walmart, you realize you got to be real careful because you could have a recall. And that's when the business kind of changed a little bit. Anyway, you know the story. So anyway – the goal here is get Peter to get me Weed Entertainment. I went over everything. I don't see anything out of whack in anything you did. It just comes down that we know that we have a change of plan a little bit because limited inventory, how do we have a hurrah over, let's say, you know, from November 1st to, because we stopped shipping maybe December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to spend there, and then it'll be less in the beginning of the year till we get inventory in back in, something like that. And then as we look at dingbats.com, which is really my baby, Dylan came home yesterday and he's like, Daddy, I want to make videos today.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yes. And so that's once we get Weed Entertainment, I'll knock it out because it's hard for me to do all three at the same time. I'm telling you, between all the responsibilities, you know, I have needy everything around me. So anyway, if you can get on Peter, because he knows what to do at this point. And then I will get back to you. I'm going to send you some links for num.com. our current, if you can look, if you, are you at your desk? Can you search?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. What's the site?
So, it's NUM Las Vegas.
NUM Las Vegas, okay.
Yes, and also, because our site is not, this is Carlton did the site. Let me,
is it NU, is it NUM? Can you spell that?
NUMB.
Okay. And it's .com, right?
Yeah, numlasvegas.com. We have more locations. I've got to get you the pictures. The bars are really beautiful, and they're in the center of the casinos, and I have
right.
good pictures of them.
I see and three locations, but the site is very generic. It's very basic.
Yeah, no, it's time to. I told Howard because we have more. I have a dental office. I have businesses, man. And now you can see why it's so busy. There's this little thing over here. The office is leaking over here.
Mm.
And it's just never ending. And I have a kid who wants to buy video. You know, it just never ends. But anyway, I want to give you this site too. It's coming to you. So it's a real simple site. It just shows three locations and some pictures and contact us and. You know, but it's not doing justice of what the bar is. This is a famous,
exactly.
famous bar. It's in the center of Caesar's Palace, or right in front of the Coliseum where all the bands play. And to tell you how popular it is, I'm telling you, I was getting a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
My hairdresser, I never met her before. And I'm there. She goes, I'm going to Las Vegas. And I'm going, really? And I didn't tell her I own bars. I didn't tell her. I say, she doesn't even know me. And she goes,
right.
yeah, we're going straight to NUM Bar. And I go, no way. She goes, I love NUM Bar. We're going there, and we're going straight to NUM. And we are loved by people who come to this location. We manufacture all the glassware in China ourselves, and this whole bar is completely custom-made. I designed the bar with a famous architect. We really designed it, but he helped guide us. And in the end of the day, I had the president of Caesar's Palace come up to me and look at me and say, most times I see drawings, and they look great, but the real thing never looks as good as the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when I look at your bar, it is a liquor candy store. It is beautiful. This thing's 15 years. Some of these are 15 years old, and it still looks as new as it did the first day, and it's fresh, and everyone walks by, and we did the bartender uniforms, so, you know, the girls are showing their boobs. The guys are – you know, whatever assets they got, because we want to attract people with whatever we can attract them with.
Right.
And it is a absolutely incredibly fun. You want to, and so I don't mess with Howard because Howard lives in Las Vegas, runs all these bars, sends me checks. You think I like getting checks, Chase?
Right, right.
You want to get
right.
some checks?
Of course.
Yes. So when the thing I wanted you to understand why I sound like I'm scared of my brother when I'm actually the boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need a problem with him. If he's going to get tough over mom and I, you know, people, you're dealing with someone who's dying, you got to maybe get tough, right?
Right.
I want to try and make the lady live longer. He thinks it's time for her to die. Can you imagine being in that situation?
Right, of course.
And there's no right or wrong. So there was a period we were... It's not we're not friends and not doing business. He's putting the kibosh on me a little bit. I never had that happen before. But I just want you to understand it's not like that now.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to see when your mom is dying and me and, you know, they let her die. They stopped feeding her. She stopped eating. They stopped feeding her. And I'm there with him for 10 days, and we watched my mom die together over 10 days. And he started screaming at me, you're keeping her alive. Let her die.
Yeah, that's kind of bad, yeah.
And so I tell you the story so you can, you know, I want to make money with you, right?
Right, and that's the reason that we're sharing everything together.
I just want you to understand, because I think in time what happens is I was taught that if you want people to help you, you help them and you tell something about what the benefit is to help you, right? You got to know something about people. If people like you, they will go out of the way to better for you.
Right.
And so there's, like I said, you'll get this site next. We'll get the dental office. And also, I'm also pitching you because a lot of people come to me and say, can you help me with this? So I don't want anything. I'm just going to start to push over other people that are looking for website development to you, too.
Thank you.
And
thank you. And then one more thing, Peter told me that you were basically willing to speak with Thomas, but actually that have basically nothing to do right now, because everything that was being basically come from the front, it's basically between us. And of course, as a matter of fact, I would love that if you talk with me about any particular projects that are coming up.
Okay, that's fine. No, I just, as you know, the new projects went through Thomas. If you tell me different, then that's fine. And so this is coming to you next. So let me get some stuff together, and then we can talk about how to do it and costing and everything. So NUM is coming to you, okay?
Perfect. And I'll we have done a few websites for the bar. So if you would like to see, we can surely send that to you.
Yeah, if you want to send something that we can take a look at, I think Howard would love to see that. It's really helpful.
Perfect. I'll do that, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.